Welcome to 3 Minute Lesson. This week's theme, Government Policies Part 2. Today's topic, Health Insurance Mandate. In 1929, Dallas, Texas, medical facilities offered a prepaid healthcare discount to teachers. $6 a year would cover 21 days of hospital care. This insurance program, which came to be known as Blue Cross, rose to national popularity, and health insurance was born. Public health insurance was proposed in the New Deal and again in 1945 by President Truman. Despite its popularity, public health care was not enacted in the United States, although it was in other countries. Today, in the United States, individuals can receive health insurance as a perk from their employer, purchased at a discount due to the employer's bulk deal with an insurance provider. Individuals can also purchase insurance on the marketplace. Insurance works because more money flows in than is taken out. Many young and healthy people choose to save money and take their chances by foregoing health insurance. For reference, healthcare premiums for single U.S. adults in pre-COVID times was $456 a month. When healthy people opt out of health insurance, theoretically less money flows in and the whole system can fall apart. So many countries mandate that citizens hold health insurance. For countries with universal health care, you cannot prevent health care taxes from being withheld. In countries with private health insurance, you might have a tax penalty for not having health insurance. Mandated insurance was proposed in the United States in 1989, quite ironically by the politically conservative Heritage Foundation, which changed their position in 2011 by claiming a health insurance mandate was unconstitutional. This is mostly because the health care mandate was implemented by a Democratic administration as part of the Affordable Care Act of 2010. For many years, not having health insurance resulted in a tax penalty. Although the Affordable Health Care Act still exists today, the insurance mandate was removed in 2019 by the Trump administration. We are still trying to understand how this affects the cost of insurance, but COVID-19 is confounding all research. Do insurance mandates work? Research based on older state-level mandates suggests they increase overall healthcare use in individuals. Additionally, states like Massachusetts with longer health insurance mandates do not necessarily have the lowest insurance premiums. But other things influence the cost of insurance, and there is currently not enough research to conclude if mandates work at improving costs and outcomes. Therefore, everything is kind of an opinion. This has been your 3-minute lesson. See you on Friday.